2 years ago, coal ash spilled near Duke Energy's Dan River plant in Eden, North Carolina. That prompted new state rules and forced Duke to speed coal ash cleanups there and at other old coal plants, including Riverbend near Charlotte. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax reports on how the process is going.
Rail cars are squealing along new tracks at the Riverbend Steam Station on Mountain Island Lake. They're picking up coal ash for the 140-mile trip to a new landfill in central North Carolina. Coal ash, what's left after burning coal, contains lead, chromium, selenium, and other toxic elements. Not what you want in or near your water supply. But coal-burning plants need water to make steam, which is why most were built along waterways. So that's where most coal ash is.
They are propped up right on the banks of these lakes that service drinking water reservoirs.
Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins.
You not only have ongoing contamination of groundwater and ultimately surface water and the lakes themselves, you have a very dangerous game of toxic Jenga going on.
Duke has three coal plants, including Riverbend along the Catawba, which serves as the Charlotte region's primary source for drinking water. About 5 million tons of coal ash accumulated at Riverbend between 1929, when the plant opened, and 2013, when it shut down. Now, Duke is moving it all out because of tougher state and federal rules adopted 2 years ago. Contractors excavate dirt and ash from a 70-foot hill, which overlooks Riverbend's two coal ash ponds. Duke created the ponds to keep coal ash wet so it wouldn't blow off. Duke spokeswoman Catherine Butler explains how the pond water was filtered and made its way to Mountain Island Lake.
It would flow into that riser structure.
That's a filter pipe between the two ponds.
And then be discharged into the secondary basin where it would have the settling out process again.
Then the water makes its way to another riser.
And through that is where you have the outfall of the treated water into Mountain Island Lake.
Coal ash is easy to see in the ponds. There's another batch that's easy to miss. A thriving patch of woods has grown up where ash was first dumped in the 1950s. Those woods will be cleared to remove the contaminated soil. Altogether, Duke stores coal ash at 14 current and retired coal-burning plants in North Carolina. Under the state's 2014 Coal Ash Management Act, four were classified high priority, including Riverbend and Dan River. Coal ash must be removed from those sites by 2019. Dan River's ash is going to a lined landfill in central Virginia. Most of the coal ash from Riverbend and Wilmington is going to old clay mines in Chatham and Lee counties that are being converted to landfills. Duke spokesman Jeff Brooks says the company chose them because they were available immediately and because the clay offers a natural barrier.
We had to look at not only what was physically available to accept ash, but what had the right technology. And so we're looking at lined solutions. These are solutions that include natural and synthetic barriers to protect the coal ash and to keep it separated from groundwater and the environment.
Opinion is mixed among environmentalists. Frank Holloman of the Southern Environmental Law Center says Duke's plan beats storing coal ash in unlined sites near waterways.
It eliminates the risk of catastrophic failure at the Dan River, mm-hmm. and virtually eliminates any risk of pollution of our rivers and lakes and drinking water supplies.
The solution is not spreading the pollution, because you're going to have groundwater contamination wherever it's moved to.
That's Therese Vick of the Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League. She's working with Chatham and Lee County residents to stop Duke from hauling coal ash to the clay mines. One reason for opposition to Duke's plan is residents have their own coal ash worries, particularly in Moncure in Chatham County. That's where one of the clay mines is located. Near the old Brookhaven mine, Duke still has coal ash ponds at a now-closed coal-burning plant on the Cape Fear River, a source for drinking water in the region. And residents complain about truck traffic. Duke admits trucks are a problem. It wants to haul the ash by rail because it's more efficient. An 85-car train carries 8,500 tons of ash in one trip, or the equivalent of 420 truckloads. But not all the new rail lines from high-priority sites are completed. Until then, trucks will be used to help meet the 2019 deadline. In passing the Coal Ash Management Act 2 years ago, lawmakers prohibited Chatham and Lee counties from blocking Duke's plan to use the clay mines. Eventually, Duke agreed to compensate them, $18 million for Chatham County, $12 million for Lee. Tom Reeder, North Carolina's Deputy Environmental Secretary, says residents have nothing to worry about.
there's tremendous amount of safeguards in place in terms of these liners and leachate collection systems and things like that to make sure that these things do not ultimately have an impact on the environment.
Still, there's a lack of trust in state government. Therese Vick points to a meeting at the governor's mansion last June. Duke CEO Lynn Good and other Duke executives had dinner with Governor McCrory and Environmental Secretary Donald Vandervaart. 4 days later, the state issued final permits for the clay mine landfills. Good wouldn't get into specifics of that meeting during a brief interview with reporters last month.
We meet with leaders around the state all the time, you know, whether it's important stakeholders in the environmental community, whether it's legislators, regulators, or the governor. It's ordinary course for us. We're an important part of the state. We want to be engaged with our leaders.
Did you talk about coal ash?
We talked about a broad range of things, and it's part of our outreach to stakeholders, as I said a moment ago.
Meanwhile, all those trucks, excavators, and rail cars aren't cheap. Duke expects to spend about $4 billion on coal ash cleanups in the Carolinas. So who's going to pay for it? Spokesman Jeff Brooks explains.
We see coal ash as being the byproduct of the service that we provide. So the electricity that you use every day, it doesn't come free, and it doesn't come, you know, without cost with our fuel. And so that is something we have to address now as part of the closure of these plants.
In other words, you'll eventually see it on your electric bill. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.